Joseph is identified as the husband of Mary rather than Mary, the wife of Joseph, and of whom Jesus was born. That is a feminine, passive voice. All other breaks in Matthew's genealogy were explained by scriptural history, but the only way this can be explained is by reading on through Matthew. Remember, this is an introduction to the story of Jesus. So, what in the world does all of this mean? We have men and women who commit grave sins. Non-Israelites and Israelites all listed on Jesus' family tree. This is the family tree of the person that we believe is God's Son and our Savior. If you think about it, God was active and carrying through with God's purposes throughout this story. And that is what people heard when these names were lifted up. Oh, Tamar, I remember her. And if it wasn't for her, boy, God wouldn't have been able to do this. Oh, Ruth and her faithfulness, boy, I remember that. God was working through us, through these people. David, yeah, he messed up with the best of us. But God continued to be faithful to Israel. Right? You see, that is what the people that this book was written to heard. These Jewish Christians, they heard God is faithful to God's promises. You see, this is not a story of people trying to reach out to God. As a matter of fact, it sounds like a story of people betraying God, doesn't it? Isn't that what it sounds like? Yes, no, maybe? Do we need to do jumping jacks? Did I give you a little bit too much bread this morning? See, I believe that Matthew was telling us that God uses whoever He can and does whatever it takes to further God's purposes. Even if that is someone outside national limits or outside the faith. This is a story of God coming to us. God coming to us. The God who could raise up children of Abraham from rocks instead uses ordinary human beings to accomplish His goals. Amen? Ordinary human beings to accomplish His goals, even when bringing God's Son into the world. That important event. You see, God is not limited. God is not limited. And I believe that this long list of names tells us that God works through the nitty-gritty of ordinary human beings like you and me to bring divine purposes to fulfillment. I want you to think of your most worst thought. I want you to think of your most worst action that you've ever done in your life and realize that God still loves you. God still wants to work through you. God uses us, sinful people, to get things done. Even one of His most important missions, if not the most important mission in the history of the world, the birth of His Son. You see, God is not limited, and this is important. I want us to hear this as a church. God is not limited by the church. God is not limited by the church walls. God is not limited by our national boundaries. And of Christians who don't listen to God and aren't faithful. God is not limited to our Christian faith either. You see, we can either get on board with God's will and get it done with God's blessings, being the church, capital C, church. Or we can allow God to let someone else do it. What do you think? You see, God will carry out God's plan. God will carry out God's plan. God will carry out God's plan. Can I have a praise God on that? I mean, just think about that for a minute if it was totally limited to us. I give God praise that God's plan will be carried out. But you know what? God chooses to use who? Who?